How many have a Bible this morning? If you don't have a Bible, you don't have any wheels to get to heaven. No, Tommy's got his Bible this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service. The priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord.
I tell you what, Jesse, I got better than that. Why don't you read 1 Samuel chapter 20? I tell you what, why don't you go to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 38. He's going to read another portion that we might not get to. Amen. Deuteronomy 1:38. I'm going to use you a little bit later. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Go ahead and read this. Yeah, go ahead and read it anyhow. 1:38.
But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it.
Wow, isn't that good? Say, good job, Brother Jesse. He was going to read something a lot longer than that, but I decided to wait on that one. Is that all right? But it says, look, but Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go thither, encourage him. Everybody say, encourage him. Everybody say that one more time. Encourage him. See, that's a responsibility that we have as believers and as Christians, is to encourage one another. How many of you have been encouraged? You know, that, you know, we all want to see each other. We all want to do these things. But listen, we have a responsibility every week, every Sunday, every Wednesday, whenever we see each other, to do what? We need to empower one another. Amen. To equip one another and to encourage one another. And it says, this guy right here is going to do some great things for Israel, isn't it? It said, Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. There are some people that are going to do some great things for the body of Christ. Do you know that? Amen. How many believe that there are some people that are called to do good things? I tell you what, we got to stop thinking that I'm the only one that's going to make it to the top. You know, there's only enough room in heaven for me. You know, there's only enough for me. Me, 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 me. It doesn't work that way. We're in a body. Listen, you're going to find out as you encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ, they will cause you to come into abundance, and they will cause you to inherit. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's a corporate anointing that we've got to be concerned about. So we come to church on Sunday morning, and all we think, most of the time, people say, what about me? What am I going to get out of it? I'm just so exhausted. I'm just so worn out. I've got to pull something. Let me tell you what, you'll get nothing from that church service unless you come with the mindset that you're going to come to deliver something to the church service. If you're discouraged and you're cast down and you're worn out, you need to be the first one to get up there and start sowing seeds of encouragement to somebody else. Somebody say, praise God. You might not know this, but this morning somebody came in this place that needed to hear a good word from you. See, you just think that they only want to hear Pastor Ron, they only want to hear the prophetic word, but there is something that they need from you, and that is sincere encouragement. Hallelujah. Look at somebody in their face right now and say, you. No, you find yourself a partner right now. It's going to be hard. And I know the Holy Ghost is on this. You find somebody and you look them right in their face, and I want you to command them. I say, you be encouraged. Tell somebody, look them right now and say, I'm telling you right now, you be encouraged. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean when we tell somebody to be encouraged? We like to throw that around so lightly and so easily, okay? Everybody look at the word, write this down. Chazak, Kazakh. Kazakh, you can spell it C-H-A-Z-A-Q, okay? Kazakh, okay? And it means to cease, to be strong, to confirm, to cause to continue, to fortify, to make hard. Somebody say, harden up a little bit, amen? To be strong, don't be so flimsy, amen? It means to help, to hold fast, to repair, to retain, amen, and to behave valiantly. Isn't that good? So when you look at somebody that moment and say, I'm here to encourage you. That means when you see a lot of people say, I just want you to be encouraged, but we don't want to help anybody. You cannot. There are certain people that you can only encourage them by helping them. I just enjoy what you're doing in the coffee bar. You're doing such a good job. That's one form of encouragement. But another form of encouragement is to get your butt back there and wash one of the cups. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Brother Tito, I enjoy what you're doing with those signs. Brother, you be encouraged in Jesus' name. Well, why don't you get your butt in the car with them one week and ride and put one out with them? Amen. We are so quick to speak out of our, you know, to say things out of our mouth, amen, but true encouragement responds. It means to help. Say, encouragement also means to help. Along the house, not just in the church. Well, you could be in some, you could be at home, and your wife could be doing all these jobs, chores, and all these jobs, or whatever else it is, and you want to encourage them to do better. Well, what can you do? Somebody say, help. I want to encourage my wife to continue to build this house up and make it all that I want to be. I'm going to encourage her. How do I encourage? I'm just going to tell her what she needs to do. No, that's not going to encourage anybody. Get up and help. I'm going to pick up the, hey, you get the vacuum, I'll get the mop. Somebody say, be encouraged. Wouldn't that encourage you? I'm going to encourage my husband to make that yard all that it should be. What are you going to do? You're going to grab a bag of mulch and get out there and mulch the tree yourself. Somebody say, encouraged. See, there are certain people around us that are so unmotivated because we do not know how to encourage them. Or we choose to encourage them just in one way, just with our words. But we never really think, amen, that even just the smallest little thing that we can do would give that person encouragement. And when we encourage someone, what we want to do to that person is say, I want you to remain in what God told you to do. We don't want people to give out. Do you know what? People have the ability to give out. That's why God told us to encourage one another in the faith. In faith means that you're believing God to do something, so you're acting on, you know, you're doing. We're building a church in faith, right? And if we're going to build a church in faith, we need to encourage one another to stay in the faith, to continue to be obedient and not to get weary and worn out. And that will only happen as we as believers start to encourage one another. How many are going to find a person this week to encourage? And, you know, not just say, that doesn't say you got the little canned encouragement. Everybody say canned encouragement. Well, you got to let the Holy Ghost lead you in how you to encourage somebody. Gifts encourage people. A phone call could encourage someone. So what you do, say, I want to encourage this person right now. Holy Ghost, how do you want me to do this? I was just sitting in my bathroom, you know, getting together and looking up there, and I was just thinking about certain individuals that are doing some neat things for God that's just blessed, and I want to bless. And I got to the point and said, I can't afford it. I don't know how to do this. Holy Ghost, you're going to have to lead me in a way that I might encourage them. Because if that person continues to do what they're doing, guess what's going to happen? We're going to inherit the land. You're not going to, there are some things that God wants you to inherit that you will never inherit until your brothers and sisters get it together, amen, and continue to do what God told them to do. We need one another. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I was driving into church this morning, and I went down, stopped by Starbucks just in case Bell's coffee didn't taste good. Amen. Be encouraged, Sister Bell. I'm sitting here talking about encouragement. But listen, I was driving down there, and as I pulled out of the Starbucks, I went and I ran into one of those signs. Somebody say, Brother Tizo's sign was up there. There was a sign up there by Tizo. He had his sign up there. His sign was up before I got up this morning. Amen. His signs beat me to Starbucks this morning. And then the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, you better preach good this morning because you're working for Tizo. Somebody say, praise the Lord. What do you mean? His signs are out there. Amen. It's a corporate action. I don't want his signs to be in vain. So if somebody sees that sign and comes in here, I've got to do my part that his signs won't be in vain, or I don't get his signs. Everybody contributes something. And when everybody starts to contribute something, we start to inherit things. But in our house and in many different places, people start to contribute and we lose when people contribute because we never think to encourage them in the Lord. We hear them. I tell you what, when people just start to do stuff, when I walked by this morning, I was going to go back in and give Mom a hug this morning, but I was afraid to go in the prayer room because she was praying so hard, amen? So I just stood there, and she was in there praying real hard, you know? What could I do to encourage her? I could walk in and hug her or just pray with her. Just, you know, you don't have to be called to do everything. You can just go alongside somebody once, and that would give them encouragement to do what God told them to do. Somebody say, stop griping. And discouraging, encourage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? So I'm going to be talking to you about courage and discouragement and courage and encouragement. Is that all right? also go here. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28. Some of you are discouraged and some of you feel like giving up, but you know what? I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to know that God's going to do what he told you he's going to do. God's going to do it. You strengthen up. You buckle up. Amen. I'll do some. If I say I'm going to encourage me, that means I'm going to do whatever necessary to get you to stand in faith. How many of you got that kind of? How many want to be encouragers? Well, that's what encouragers are. Encouragers aren't just people with a bunch of words, but people are saying, listen, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to motivate you so you can stand there and wait patiently until God performs what he wants to perform in your life. Amen? Listen, but charge. Somebody say, but charge. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28. But charge Joshua. Listen, Joshua went and did some great things for God, didn't he? But before Joshua could do any great thing for God, he had to be encouraged by Moses. And many times we forget the encouragement of Moses. We always see the courage of Joshua, but where did he get this courage? Where did this courage that Joshua came? Everybody else was afraid, but he went over to the other side and came back with a good report, and he battled. Amen. He got to go over to the promised land. He was strong, wasn't he? He was a big man of faith. That only happened because God said, listen, you're not going to go over there, but Joshua will. You encourage him so he can go over. Say, where did Joshua get his courage? Amen. We're going to find that out. Listen, but charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him. How many want the spirit of Joshua? Well, Joshua is the same name as Yeshua, right? Yeshua, Jesus' name actually was Yeshua, HaMashiach, Joshua, amen, our salvation, right? Somebody say, encourage your salvation. That means encourage those that are anointed. When someone's anointed to do anything, just not anointed to preach, anointed to do anything that God's called them to do, encourage them. If these boys are up there in the sound booth, they're anointed. That's Joshua of the sound booth. Somebody say, praise God. When Dean's out there at the front door and he's telling people, boy, am I so glad to see you this morning. That's an anointing from the Holy Ghost. So what do? You encourage Joshua at the front door. Somebody say, encourage the anointing. So many times we drain anointings when you need the anointing to overcome and to succeed and to win. But we drain it. We pull on it. We neglect it. We abuse it. Stop abusing anointings and start to encourage them. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. You can't stomp on everything forever and expect it always to be there. Hallelujah. But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him. How many of you got some Joshuas in your life? You were bound to some things and stuck in some ruts, and all of a sudden Joshua comes, the great warrior. Amen. He's going to bring you out. Well, you need to learn to strengthen Joshua in your life. Somebody say, strengthen Jesus. When people come in there and start doing things they wouldn't normally do themselves, it's Jesus in them. You know, before certain people got saved, they wouldn't do anything. All of a sudden they got saved, they start doing stuff. That's Jesus in them. That's doing the work. Well, encourage that Christ-like attitude. It's not easy, whether you like to hear it or not, it's not easy to try to walk like Jesus in today. Everybody's out for themselves. And it's not really easy to walk and live a lifestyle of putting others first. When you hear all this worldly stuff. So when you see someone step out there and start to walk in the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, start to walk in giving, amen, start to walk in self-sacrifice, start to walk in all those things, you need to start to recognize it and encourage it. Say, I want to strengthen you to do what God told you to do. Because if you do, what God told you to do, will all inherit the land. I tell you what, you want a peaceful life. You want to be in a group of people, amen, that's strife-free, amen, where people are content and happy and motivated. You find some people that are in a good place. I mean, you can go to different neighborhoods. You go to the hood, everybody's shooting and banging up, amen. I mean, you throw a piece of bread down the street in the middle of a place where they're starving, amen, they're going to fight like dogs for that piece of bread. But if you go to the places where there's abundance and everything, there seems to be a little bit more peace there. Why? Because they've got to a place where they've inherited. Are you understanding what I'm talking about this morning? Where there's a little bit of stuff, people scratch and claw, amen, but when we come into abundance, peace usually happens a little bit better. So things can get better if we start to think, let's all go over to the other side and inherit, till we realize everybody can be blessed. not just one or two. Amen? Praise the Lord. Listen, encourage Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spoke these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did unto Shion and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. The Lord shall give them up before your face, and that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I command unto you. Be strong, it would say be strong, and of good courage, and fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is he that goeth out before thee, and he will not fail thee nor forsake you. And Moses called unto Joshua. See, people think Moses just had a good idea, don't you? People read that and think Moses just had a good idea. He was just an encourager. No, Moses got a prophetic word from God to encourage Joshua. See, Moses did his part so Joshua could do his part. God had already told Moses, go and encourage Joshua. You're not going to go over, but he's going to go over. But all I want you to do is encourage somebody. I want you to see the importance of encouragement. See, there are so many people we think, well, I can't do anything. I don't have anything to offer. I can't play like Crystal. You know, I can't cook like this one. I can't pray like Mama. You know, I can't do all these other things. What can I do to offer up my gift? So I say, encourage somebody. I think the greatest thing that Moses probably ever did. Amen. He got them over to the other side. Amen. But what brought them into the promised land? Amen. They crossed the Red Sea. But what literally got the children of Israel into the promised land? Encouragement of Joshua. Wouldn't it be a trip if he could split the Red Sea and do all those mighty works with all those sticks and all, you know, the sticks? He had a stick, a stammer, you know, and he performed all those signs and wonders and did all those other things to get he had a goal and an assignment from God to get them out of bondage into the land of promise. His last thing that he had to do, amen, to get to the next level was encourage somebody else. There are certain things in your life that you are not going to be able to do. You can't do it all. I can't do it all. Amen. It just doesn't work that way. I don't care how much money you got, you can't afford it all. You don't have all the brain cells. You don't have all the power to handle it all. God's going to get you to the point to where you realize that you're going to have a brother, a sister in Christ somewhere. Then if you're going to get over to the promised land, it stops at somebody. Say, you want to cross over? Encourage. That's mentality. You know, you get to certain Christian people, they haven't learned that yet. They think, if I can just run faster than everybody else, I can get there. I tell you what, when you want to come into in promised land, provision to your destiny, to fulfillment of whatever you want, start to encourage somebody else. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Are you learning anything this morning? Hallelujah. How many of you are encouraged? How many are getting excited about encouragement? Hallelujah. Get excited about encouragement. Amen. So say, well, I got to do it. No. It might not be you. It might be somebody else. You just encourage them to do whatever God told them to do and watch what happens in your life. Hallelujah. When people get blessed, we all get blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be encouraged this morning. All right. Where did I leave off? Okay, yeah. He said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not forsake thee nor fail you. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage. You need to demonstrate encouragement. We're so quick when somebody ticks us off to tell them off in front of everybody else. We want, when somebody's doing something wrong, we are so quick to publicize wrong or to publicize criticism. Amen. But when you let somebody do something good, boy, people won't be found. You let somebody do something wrong, everybody's going to be talking about it. I mean, but you let somebody do a good deed, you'll never hear about it. Why? It's just our human nature. But notice that Moses, with his encouragement, he didn't do his encouragement in a corner someplace. He was bold about his encouragement. He said it in front of everybody. Amen? He wanted everybody to know that I want this one to make it. Amen? Joshua, you be strong and of good courage. You can make it, and I want you to. Amen? So I want you to start to practice some public encouragement. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Public encouragement's like endorsement. I tell you what, when you find people that work together, I mean, that's an endorsement. It will do something. Amen? I mean, some people say, we can't get our house together. Why don't you do some public endorsement? Kids won't work. Things won't work out. Amen? Well, why don't husband and wife get together and start doing some public, somebody say, before all Israel. Demonstrate it. You show somebody some help. Amen? See, I want people to see that I'm a helper. I'm a giver. Amen? I want people to see this. Somebody say, I will encourage before others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So right here, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord thy God has sworn unto thy fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, nor be dismayed. If I'm going to encourage you, I want you to know, first of all, that God's going to do it. I want to encourage you in the Lord, not in your own strength, not in your own ability. I want you to know that, look, God will do it for you. Amen. You might not, like we said, he is able to handle those things that concern us today. Remember we talked about that this morning? He's able to make you what you want me to be, to make me what I need to be. Well, whatever God wants you to do, it is God that will do that in your life. So I want to encourage you in the Lord and say, if God said it, he'll do it. Look at somebody and say, if God said it, he will do it. So don't you dare be afraid. God will finish it up. God will finish it. I'm not going to puff you up and tell you can finish this race in your own understanding, your own strength. Doesn't happen that way. But I can encourage you and say, God will never let you go. As long as he becomes your strength, as long as he becomes your source, amen, you'll make it to the end. Be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. He will not forsake you. Even though it looks rough, sometimes it gets crazy, God will not forsake you. The Bible says, listen, I've been young, I've been old, but this one thing I know, listen, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I don't care what you're dealing with, how bad it is, how rough it looks. I don't care what the report is. God will not fail you. I am sold on it. I'm not just preaching that out of my head. I'm talking from fact. God will not fail his people. He will come through. I don't care how rough it gets. I don't care if you die. You got to get back up and be raised to life again. God will not fail you. That's what you got to believe. I don't care. You never give up. I like that message. Listen, you got to give even after it's over. Don't let it be over. Amen. Don't ever quit. See, that's why people lose. They think, well, it's all over now. They can never come back. Well, they didn't pop off, you know. That's why people aren't getting rich. When we get to the point, say, God will never fail. But they're dead. Listen to people that died in the Bible. They said, well, don't even go, Jesus. It's all over. Everybody was crying. Say, you came too late. See, there's some situations that y'all call too late. It's too far gone. No. Some say it's never too far gone. Even if you die, keep courage. You'll get up again. Do you hear what I'm saying? Even if the day is far spent and God has to make the day go on longer, you'll win. Don't you lose your confidence ever. Be encouraged in the Lord. God will not forsake you. You just be strong in the Lord. Somebody say, be heady and stable and firm. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. be of good courage. That word says, be of good courage. It says, be strong in the Lord and of good courage. Everybody say, be strong in the Lord. You know what that means? Same word, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Woo, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We say that one of the things we want to tell people, we want to encourage people. And I pray for the church all the time, Lord, allow them to be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind, strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. Allow them to be firm and stable. Amen. And fortified in believing God. Amen. Glory to God. Now you're going to see this. You're still on time. Is that all right? Go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. So we see the track record of Joshua having encouragement. See, there are a lot of people say, oh, he can't do nothing. He ain't called no one to do nothing. No, some people can't do anything because they don't have any encouragement. Say, encouragement is a motivator. Stop griping and start encouraging and see what God will do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We don't have this. We don't have that. It's never working. Amen. That's not going to move anything. Amen. What moves it is supernatural encouragement. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. Jesse, you want to come read for us since you're such a good reader? But you got to run. You can't walk slow. Hallelujah. Here, I'll let you go ahead. Yeah. Joshua chapter 1. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you like when Jesse reads? Doesn't he read? He reads better than me. I just read with that old East Coast. But we want you to understand. Go on, Brother Jesse. Read it like a preacher.
Where do I start?
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
And everybody say, again. He says, read on.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Stop right there. Listen, he said, how many see the encourage? How many of you ever, aren't you glad to see this about Joshua? We hear about all the things that Joshua did, but we never know how he was empowered to do those things. Moses got a prophetic word from God. Encourage Joshua. Encourage Joshua. Then after he put that seed in Joshua's heart, guess what? Joshua started to hear God himself on that area. You can sit down, Brother Jesse, and just keep that book open. Listen, there is so many. How many of you want your children to hear God, to hear words of encouragement? Well, notice that, listen, if God would have told Joshua himself, why did he need Moses? There are so many of us, they need to hear it from us, and then God will speak it to them. Notice that God first told Moses, and Moses told Joshua, and then after Moses was dead, he said, now who's going to encourage me? Moses is dead, ain't nobody going to encourage me now. God picked up where Moses left off, because Moses planted a seed, and God backed it up. Said, now what do I do? Then God himself starts talking. Only be strong. Some said the same thing when Moses was alive. Some said it hadn't changed one bit. And God said it again and again. I command you, be strong. Don't be dismayed. I will be with you. Notice that when you start to speak courage and encouragement. Encouragement and courage go to the same thing. You can tell when a person is encouraged or discouraged by the amount of courage they have. How many want courage? God tells you to do something and you just don't know how it's going to get done and you're shaking in your boots. That's a result of discouragement. You don't have enough courage to believe God. We need to start to talk faith. Amen. We need to start to talk supernatural faith and supernatural belief. Amen. So that when God gives us an order, amen, and it seems impossible, we have more than enough courage to do what God told us to do and never be discouraged. How many of you would like to have that kind of lifestyle? Amen. Guess what? You're going to get it because you're going to hear that word. God will never fail you. He'll never let you down. I don't care how high it is. You can go for it. Amen. Have the courage of God. Amen. And if you start to put that into your kids when they're little, listen, when they grow old, they won't depart from it. God himself will start to say it. Amen. Don't be afraid. If we can whisper it to one another in the night season when they're all by themselves, God himself will repeat what you said. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, so I will say, I will encourage my seed. What do you mean you'll encourage your seed? You'll start to put it in your children. Don't you be afraid of anything. Amen. God will be with you in everything you do, and you will survive. When you're dead and gone or whatever happens, guess what? God himself will pick up where you left off. Be strong and be of good courage. He said, as I have commanded thee. As I've commanded. Moses said it, but God said, as I've commanded thee. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Let's go on. Verse 9. Have not I commanded to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither dismayed. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. See, Joshua was rough, wasn't it? Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. Go in to possess the land which the Lord thy God giveth you to possess. Notice that after Joshua, notice the process here. God talks to Moses and said, encourage Joshua. Amen. Then here's Joshua. Joshua's doing what? After Joshua was encouraged himself, he received courage, and now he's an encourager. You reap what you sow. It was now notice that he's doing the same thing that was done to him. He had so much courage put into him that he starts to encourage everybody else. Some of us get to the point that where the blessing starts with us. You know, we receive all the courage, and after he gets there, that's the roadblock. That's it. We're going to close it out. That thing been rolling around for 50 years, but it gets to you. It's just stopped. Somebody say, let it flow through you. Don't stop the blessing. Amen. You know, you get somebody at the front door. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. They hug you. And that's the, you know, you say, well, I got it all. Praise God. Pass it on to somebody else. Don't ever let a God thing stop in you. Don't be a dead end. Don't be a dead end. Keep it rolling. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So Joshua was one that received courage, and because he received courage, he was encouraged, amen, that he was able to encourage others. Many of us lose the thing that God gives us because we don't pass it on to others. Pass through the host and command the people. Joshua chapter 1, verse 18, go there. Joshua had this thing about courage. See, when we look at Joshua, that God himself told him, you're not allowed to be afraid. You're not allowed to be dismayed. That was a big thing with Joshua. Anybody in his staff, anybody around him, had to walk in that same spirit. Somebody say, faith. Check out how rough this boy was. Joshua chapter 1, verse 18. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. My Lord. Only, be strong and of good courage. That's some determination, isn't it? That's some courage, isn't it? I mean, anybody rebellious, kill them. But stay strong in the Lord, amen? Hallelujah. When I read that this morning, you know, in the Bible, I just said, I'm going to go down to the first pawn shop I know. I got a friend that has some. I'm going to buy me a gun. Amen. Any rebellious person, I'm going to knock them off. That I might be able to be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Somebody say amen. When you come in there, there's someone sitting on the front. You say hi to somebody sitting on that sofa and they don't respond back to you. Say rebellion. Amen. Somebody say, Pastor, strong in the Lord this morning. Amen. But you got to learn how important those things are. All right, we're going to be talking tonight ways of encouragement. Ways of encouragement. Ways of encouragement. Now, you figured out that what you can do when you have encouragement, what you can accomplish when encouragement is there. But tonight we're going to figure out how David, what David was able to do when he received encouragement, how he got encouragement. We just talked about one way that you can get encouragement. There's some other ways you can get encouragement from God. Amen. We're going to find out about another boy. This boy was rough. Hezekiah. Hezekiah got, he encouraged people and what they did. My gosh. How many of you like money? How many of you like money? Oh, don't sit up here and lie. If I said, you know, you're sitting up here trying to act all religious. If I dropped a $100 bill, y'all be second guessing whether to tell me, whether to bring it back to me. Amen. Sitting up there like you don't like money. Be for real. Don't go to work tomorrow. You might get some money. Y'all are a trip. But we're going to find out that Hezekiah's encouragement brought lots of money. You know that? He encouraged people, and there was, boy, somebody said they raked it in. They raked in so much money they had to get a building built to hold the money because of Hezekiah's encouragement. How many want to see more money flowing around here? Get to encouraging. Amen. Get to encouraging. Amen. Until then, we're shutting down Children's Church, getting ready. Amen. Shutting down Children's Church, going to put a lock on the door for the offerings. No. It's good to joke around this morning, isn't it? Y'all looking all crazy this morning. Amen. No, y'all looking good. God's going to be doing some great things. I want you to be encouraged. Come to church tonight. Come to church tonight. Why do you got to come to church tonight? Because today's the Lord's day. Period. It's not whether you got time. You got Saturday. You got 6 days a week. God didn't say, look, 5 days a week you can work for anywhere, and then you just squeeze in the church on your other day. No, Sunday is not your day. So we don't have to debate on something that doesn't belong to you. Sunday is the Lord's day. Give it to him. Amen. Ooh, preach it, Rita. We should have said that before we took the offering. Amen. But give the Lord. Give the Lord his day and be blessed. And I tell you what, Rita told me, listen, when you get into the house of God and you get up under the word, well, sometimes when you've been out, it's hard. You just want to, I can't wait to get out of here. But when you get into the word, you make more money. Things go better with you. Your family comes together. You have more boldness. You know, but don't be like some people to get in there and get everything all together. It's all together. I can go mess it up now. Then I'll mess it up and come on back. Amen. No, I'm not saying that. But we got to be strong in the Lord. To be stable, amen, and to keep the ball rolling. Keep the ball rolling and continue to be encouraged. Stay in the house of God, amen. We need you, amen. You need us, whether you realize it or not. We need each other. That's the way that it is. You need my encouragement for you to inherit that land that God wanted you to give, amen. Look at somebody and say, you need me. See, people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. So I'm ready to punch this man in his stomach this morning, amen. But I just want you to know, listen, I need you and you need me. You need to hear what I got to say. You need me to tell you that you can make it, amen. I don't need you. Oh, yes, you do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand up right where you are. You're getting out good time this morning. Isn't it good? How are you going to be encouraged? Say, I'm going to be encouraged and I'll believe God to win every one of my battles. I'm not going to fail in anything that God told me to do. Amen. I'm not going to be dismayed nor wondering. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And I'm going to be one of those strong, courageous people. Some say, I'm courageous. I'm a hero. Amen. I will not be dismayed. Say, I'm not allowed to be afraid. I'm not afraid of anything that may come my way this week. I believe God in the name of Jesus. Now just raise your hand and close your eyes right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying that you would supernaturally encourage your people, Father God, that they would inherit in the area of prosperity, that they would inherit in the area of healing, that they would inherit in the area of mental stability, in the area of relationships right now in the name of Jesus. You be encouraged. You don't run off. Amen. You be strong, Lord, and hold steady, and God will bring you out. out in every one of your areas, in every issue that you're dealing with right now. I want you to know that God is able. He's not a man that he should lie. You hold on and watch what God will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I command each and every one of you to strengthen each other until their provision comes through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on some good music and let us get out of here. Amen. Tonight at 7 o'clock, choir rehearsal today at 4 o'clock.